It is time to bring in Ruth Epstein from the Republican American and our Republican American Report, as Ruth covers our area for the Republican American. Good morning, Ruth.
Hi, Marshall.
And how was your weekend?
My weekend was okay.
Okay.
Getting to be back to being a little bit more careful with things surging here in our region. As you have reported, I have reported, we've had cases here and there. The latest was Sharon Daycare's closed because of possible infections, and we just keep monitoring it.
And I did receive an email last night about 8 o'clock, and it's funny. I have certain people's names on my email list that when an email comes in, it lets me know with a loud audible alarm. And once again, COVID-19 strikes in the region at a Salisbury Central school student has contracted it from his family. And had been in other contact with some students, and so what Lisa Carter said in this note was they'll review the data about positive cases in the middle school with the Salisbury Board of Education this evening, and within the context of current safety protocols, they're going to discuss the need for any modifications that they might need.
Right. Yeah.
It's a day by day thing, and that this plan that they have is working, but it's obviously going to have to flow and change a little bit.
Right. Yeah. I mean, we're getting these messages daily, and it's just popping up just about every town.
Well, you know, it's interesting because we have critical towns of North Canaan, Salisbury, Kent, Danbury, Torrington, and Goshen. Sharon's on the verge of it. It's not quite there yet. And, of course, Falls Village and Cornwall are not there. But if you look at those things and the rest of the state, and you look at Berkshire County and Dutchess and Columbia County, and a definite surge is on in the whole area.
Yeah. We here in Kent have made some changes. The library is closed now again. Can't go in. I think church services are limited. It's just as they predicted. It was going to be, you know, coming again in the winter, and here we are. So you and I will be on top of it, and hopefully people will stay safe.
You know, I didn't believe the predictions in the beginning that the second resurgence would be much stronger than the first, and I didn't believe back in February and March when they were saying if we don't handle this properly, by the time January comes around, you could have 350 to 400,000 Americans dead of this, and those predictions are right on, unfortunately.
Very sad.
Yeah.
Just listening to it daily is just unbelievable that this would ever happen in this country. Just awful. We did have an ABC meeting this week, and the ABC committee, which is made up of the chairs of all the town boards of ed chairmen, will recommend to all the Region 1 boards that Lisa Carter be named the superintendent. I don't think that's a surprise to anyone. She has been the interim since Pam Vogel left in July, and now it goes to all the boards for consideration. So, in effect, they are stopping the search that had started to look for her.
Well, I think that Lisa Carter and also the other people that they appointed, the dual assistants, I think they've all done a great job. And you know what? Save the money. They deserve to be appointed and named as the full superintendent and the full assistant superintendent.
Well, they're going to have to do some. The assistant superintendents now are 1.6. I think it's. Percent, and Lisa Carter did say she will. She promised there will be one assistant superintendent when she, if and when she became superintendent. So we know that Scott Fellows and Jill Pace have jobs, you know, fractional jobs elsewhere. So there will be some modifications when the new superintendent, whoever assistant, is appointed. It's not going to be just the way it is now, because they are still part-time at their other jobs at the high school and at Sharon Center. So stay tuned. We'll see what happens.
Yeah, she's done a good job, though. She deserves that. And it saves the district $10,000 or $12,000 of hiring somebody to go look.
Yeah.
Every dollar is going to come very important.
And it's going to get very expensive, as you have said all along, with COVID. Yeah, these schools are going to get hit with big bills.
At least we're going to have a quiet week, hopefully, meeting-wise.
Yeah. Salisbury, as you said, Board of Ed. And on Thursday, there is the Thanksgiving giveaway up at the Pilgrim House in Canaan.
It's drive-through
this year. It's drive-through this year, yeah. Usually it's, you know, a nice dinner. Everybody gets together. Can't do that. But people will be getting their food. I was talking to someone who said they're just, you know, packaging and getting things ready. So people will have turkey dinners.
And there's no, it's just about fellowship and about you not going without a meal on Thanksgiving.
Exactly. So, that's nothing to do with need
income
or
anything. Yeah.
You know. Some steep grants were put. Were approved this, we heard recently, and one affects you, Marshall. The parking lot at Town Hall in Sharon got some money, and I understand it's going to create some new area even in front and back of your radio station. Much needed update, and
it's going to turn that whole parking lot in. I think town's going to move the satellite dish back closer.
Right.
It'll close off the entrance that we have here to the radio station as an entry point. There'll be only the entry point, which is now for the town hall, and the extra point for the town hall. And it's going to, they're going to rebuild the ramp of death in the back.
Mm. Yeah, and give more space and take away some of the grassy area and make it parking. So. Yeah. And also, a steep grant was given in Canaan for the Toby Hill Bridge that's long been needed. And it's a sweet little bridge up in Canaan Valley. And Charlie Prati, the first selectman, said they're going to keep the historic stone look. It's the culvert underneath that needs to be redone. So those steep grants are, you know, those are heaven for these small towns to help them with projects. And they've sort of been on hold for a while. So it's good that they're coming back.
All right.
And lots of grants and other things have been awarded to different committees throughout the region. And, yes, slow week, and I'm sure we'll be talking about something next Monday.
Absolutely, and I want you and the family to have a good Thanksgiving.
And you too, Marshall, and to all the listeners. Thanks very much.
Okay, Ruth, have
Take
a
care.
Take
Bye-bye.
Care. Ruth Epstein from the Republican American this morning here on Robin Hood Radio.